Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about Jonathan Zook being back on the show. Jonathan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Association for Competitive Technologies. That's actonline.org is his website. You've heard us talk with him and about him. We sometimes, when he's not here, I even talk about him. But he's here to do another installment of something he's been doing for a lot of years with us. And that's giving us a report on what happened at the Consumer Electronics Show. He just attended his, probably been to all of them. And he's out there now. The show's just wrapped up. He's going to tell us about what he found. Jonathan Zook, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here and be part of the brain dust after CES.
The brain dust, exactly. Hey, Jonathan, was this the year of the tablet?
Well, I think it was a big year for tablets, and it's also the year of the mobile phone, the smartphone, I think.
Right.
There's a real renaissance happening there and a real convergence between them that I think is going to be pretty exciting.
Now, the tablet, folks, if you don't know, Jonathan, tell the audience, if they're not familiar with that term, tell them what a tablet is.
Well, I mean, the most well-known tablet right now is the iPad from Apple. And so basically it's a computer that is like a little clipboard in terms of its form factor, and it kind of grew out of the market for electronic books and now allows you to watch movies and run some of the same kinds of applications that you've been running on your iPhone
mm-hmm.
or your Android phone. And there were lots of new tablets that were announced, some of which ran Windows, some of which ran Android. And so it's going to be a pretty competitive space going forward.
I own an iPad, and I like it. Was there another tablet that you saw that you thought would give it a run for its money? Because, Kindle is a book reader. It's not really it's a tablet, but it's really a book reader, in my opinion. I mean, that's the way I think about it. It's not a tablet is something that does multiple functions. So from that standpoint, is there another tablet that will give iPad a run for its money?
Well, I think what's going to happen is the whole tablet market is going to commoditize here in the next year or so, that there's going to be several competitors, and they're going to start being about $250 each because there's a lot of new entrants into that market. Mm-hmm. And they're all going to have, you know, similar functionality to what you're used to with the iPad. I mean, one advantage the iPad and the iPhone as a platform have is the applications, right?
Mm-hmm. The apps.
They have over 300,000 applications that you can download. Of course, you know, 250,000 of them, you know, are kind of pointless applications.
Right.
And you don't really need 50,000, right?
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I have the Windows 7 phone, for example, and I have yet to really find too many things that aren't available that I need, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can, and they only have about 20,000 applications,
right?
So it turns out that's plenty.
You're not gonna tell me which tablet you think is gonna give iPad a run for the money.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of tablets. I think that LG has a tablet that's
really
that's quite good. Samsung has a tablet which is quite good. They have a smaller one called the Galaxy Tab, which is like a smaller form factor that a lot of people are going to prefer to the sort of big 8.5 by 11 size tablet. So
mm-hmm.
it sort of has to do with what you're going to be using it for, whether you're going to want that sort of a form factor.
Right.
And something that's that big. I mean, I have an iPad too, and I think my appreciation of it is a function of my expectations from it. You know, if I think of it as a Kindle, then I'm always impressed with how much it can do.
Right.
If I think of it as a laptop, I'm always depressed.
Underwhelmed, right.
How much it can't do.
Right.
It's really you have to manage your expectations sort of going in, I think.
Right, right. That's well said. This convergence thing, you know, back in the 20th century, Jonathan, not to sound like I was a prophet at that time, but I told my audience, I said, if you want to watch technological convergence happen in front of your very eyes, watch cell phones. And that was before you could get a BlackBerry with both a phone and you had to have a cell phone and a BlackBerry, which was just an email machine. I said, watch cell phones if you want to watch technological convergence. And over the last 10 or 12 years, that's exactly what's happened, folks. And that's not going to change. And that's what Jonathan was just talking about. This convergence is going to continue. We're going to talk about some more technology that Jonathan uncovered for us at the most recent Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Jimmy to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.